Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 120. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what's going on, guys?
Everything all at once.
Good deal. That's great.
Like the energy.
Dale? Dale? Is that what you said?
You like the energy? I brought it, didn't I?
You brought it. Yeah.
That's right.
It's like he's done this before. It's been brought in.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Do what? What were you saying over there?
It's been brought in over and over again.
Yeah? What are you saying over there, Sonny?
Didn't you duct tape my mouth enough?
Broughton sounds
I got out
delicious.
Of
delicious.
Duct tape.
I got
That's
out of
idea.
My shackles.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Who let him out of that closet?
I escaped.
Oh, yes. We are glad to see you. So what are we here? 120. That's that's a lot of minis. That's a lot of minis.
Hey, it's that's a lot of you.
Let's get right to it.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to get right to the...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
You just do that on purpose now, right?
The first couple times I did. Now I
know.
Do.
Now it's on purpose. Hold on. Just hold on.
All right.
Creeped out a shout out.
Ooh, so, the COSO.
Yeah, the COSO. Kosovo. Our good friend, Facebook monitor. Moderator. English is not my first.
My goodness sakes.
I
need to send these ahead of time again.
Speaking it so down and practice. Believe it or not, I read this ahead of time.
Now.
It's a true story.
You want to start over?
I do. Our creeped out, our COSO, our good friend, Facebook moderator and true sweetheart. I got that one right. Christine Collier. She has been on board with her support of us and our show from almost day one. This is true. Mm-hmm. We can't thank her enough for her support and then, I'm so sorry, the love she shows us. She's very active. She's very attractive and active.
Gosh, what is going on here?
I can't do this. I love you, Christine. She is, and I'm not even drinking. This is no alcohol, no drugs. She is very active on our social media accounts, and we are very appreciative of her friendship. The Mako boys love you, Christine. I was subpar mediocre on that one.
Oh, mediocre? No, you're worse than that. Mediocre is terrible. I mean, mediocre would be
you
the
know
best
what?
For
if,
you.
If I did it well, I don't think it would mean as much to her because then she'd be like,
Christine, I apologize
too
for
polished.
Sean.
If you were playing darts, you'd be all over the wall.
Oh, there would be no darts on the board. My gosh, oh, mighty. Christine Collier, yes, she is
true
a sweetheart. She's awesome. We thank her for her.
Moderator?
Yeah.
What happened?
Why'd you call her?
My thing keeps resetting. I'm losing my information.
I don't know. I wasn't calling her moderator.
And she
motivator.
She's been a two-time guest.
She has.
Yeah. I guess you can consider the.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Yeah. We love you, Christine.
We do.
Sean kind of did it well. So, what are we going to talk about? Let's get to
the
topic.
The job done, right?
Yeah, job that's done. All right. What are we going to talk about?
We are going to talk about Nate's pick, and this is Wildwood Sanatorium in New York.
Holla.
Never heard of it.
It's up, to new, you, it's up to you, New York.
Nate, oh, well, a little foundation, Sean.
Yeah. You want some foundation?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So the Wildwood Sanitarium, a sign located on the property reads, 1909, the sanitarium and bathhouse is now open for the treatment of all conditions except infectious and contagious diseases. We have endeavored to make the conditions inside the house as pleasant as possible, and we'll try to give each patient individual attention. There's the current owner is Lori, and she has owned the location for about 3 years. She didn't know it even existed before she was referred to it by a man at a gas station, of all places. She visited the location and loved it so much she purchased it. It was purchased originally in 1903. It became a sanitarium in 1906. The location was purchased by two doctors who had met at an osteopathic college. County records record that the building was built in 1900, but through renovation discovery, Lori saw that the location used gas lighting and has even recovered square and rectangular nails that date back to the 1800s.
Wow.
So there's a bit of a quandary with this place.
Yeah. Excellent. Nate, since it's your pick, you want to start with the creepiness?
Sure.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, they offer ghost hunts here.
Oh, yeah.
And the guided tour took place on the grounds. Let's see, 20 people participated in this ghost hunt. And it was hosted by Lori and led by her daughter, Brooke. I love their last name, Wagatha.
Wagatha.
Yes.
Wag the dogatha.
Wagatha. So, funny. The ghost hunt did not disappoint. Several examples of paranormal activity were reported. One woman reported feeling a tingle on her ankle and later found a scratch in that spot. Hmm. And my computer is going haywire again.
Okay. Might be a ghost or Wildwood.
Yeah, it doesn't want me to read anything about it.
So a tingle that turned into a scratch, though. That's interesting.
They said that this was an example of a spirit trying to get a person's attention. Shadow figures were spotted.
Nice.
And there were many whispered voices heard.
Nice.
So, yeah, one of the guests was identified by a spirit who called him by name.
Ooh, that's creepy when you hear your name, yeah. I like it.
So, yeah, with help from tour guides, people were able to question and communicate with the spirits by using a pendulum, a flashlight, and a spirit box.
All the fixings, huh?
All the fixings.
They,
the creepy
they did
fixings.
It upright.
I'm going to say, just off of what Nate said, Sean, put this on the list.
Absolutely.
Anything else on that story? Or are on that?
On that particular tour, no.
Okay. I've got something here. So I always like to refer to the show Paranormal Lockdown with Nick Groth and Katrina Weidman. Says they had a... an investigation in episode 2 said they visited Wildwood Sanatorium in New York where tenants living in apartments in a converted building reported an unnerving male presence and furniture being rearranged. The sanatorium in Salamanca, New York may appear to be nothing more than a decrepit home on the outskirts of town, but inside the history and horrors of the old building are still very much alive. Dr. James Henderson built the sanatorium in 1900. He believed that self-regulation and a balanced body and mind could cure tuberculosis, addiction, and other illnesses. After his death in 1943, the House of Healing was immediately converted into apartments, subdividing the airy spaces into individual units. However, it is said that the former residents of the sanatorium, who have long since passed, did not take kindly to the construction. We've heard that before, where they don't like houses being remodeled or, you know, apartments or whatever. It says a negative energy in the building forced tenants to leave. So, of course, now Nick and Katrina, they spent 3 days inside the relatively small former sanatorium where they wanted to get to the bottom of who is haunting the building and why. It is a small...
Yeah, compared
for
to other
sanatorium.
Places.
I mean, yeah, we like Waverly. My gosh, it's
Waverly's
or
huge.
Or whatever the
and,
other thousands we've
the
talked
campus,
about.
The campus at Indiana State Sanatorium.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's relatively big.
But I have seen other houses. I couldn't tell you what the name of them are or where, but there have been some houses that were used as sanatoriums. You know, they might have 10, 15 people. Mm-hmm. You know, not the thousands that we usually talk about.
Yeah, it wasn't a huge facility.
No, but and it does look, before we start recording, it is a cool-looking building, but it does look decrepit.
Oh, yeah.
It looks, and that adds to me, it adds to the creepy factor.
So. One of the thing it says nature is starting to take it back over, which is,
that's
what happens
that.
When you don't take good care of it, right?
Sure.
It says, today, the stately stone building in Salamanca, New York, looks deserted and run down, but just looking, you feel that it, but just looking, you feel that there is a strange history, so that's what, it's got a weird feel to it. You would be right. First, it was a family home. Then Dr. John Henderson opened it as the Sunnyside Sanitarium in 1906. He was assisted by Dr. Perry, and the nurses were Bertha, Agnes, and Sue.
They operated as the only holistic healing center in New York State at the time. They took in patients suffering from alcoholism, drug addiction, and what today we would call mental illnesses, which they treated with osteopathy. I can't say that right. Therapy and holistic healing. They did like UV light. They did bone stretching, all these kind of different things. And they basically said that they could cure anything, which is really interesting, except for tuberculosis. They said that they put some of their patients through such torture that it was like unspeakable. Just a lot of these places, you know, like, oh yeah, they made it sound like it's a bathhouse, right? Oh, it's a spa. We're going to cure you.
As a bathhouse, it says electric battery baths.
Exactly, right? So they would
like, bone stretching.
Who would not want to be up for that?
Yay. Bone stretching, right? Doesn't that sound great?
Bone stretching.
It says, in a letter to the other doctors offering a bounty, that's a keyword, of $15 for every patient sent to them, they promised, we will take any case of drug or liquor addiction, no matter how much used or how long or in what combination, and positively guarantee a perfect and absolute cure.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
No.
It says, by odd coincidence, both doctors died in 1946. Henderson was in his 70s, but Dr. Perry was only 56. Both had moved on from the original sanitarium by that time. The original sanitarium did not take in any contagious diseases, but in 1923, it became a tuberculosis clinic. Wow. After the TB sanitarium closed, the building passed through many hands. It's been converted into 3 apartments. At one time, no one seemed to live there for long, and over the years, it's gained a huge reputation for being haunted, and a lot of that has to do with the residual energy of some of these people that were treated so poorly, even though it was falsely represented. So they represented it as something that was going to cure them and take care of them and be some magical getaway that obviously it wasn't.
Looks like you can have birthdays and events there.
Oh, well, you know, maybe celebrate my birthday there. I don't know.
Has a creepy doll room.
Someone says that this is a new hotbed of undiscovered paranormal activity. Mm. I employ any investigator or researcher to come and help with the history and to help find what is haunting this place. I had a personal experience with a shadow figure that I will never forget.
Nice. Well, you know, it could be positive, I guess. No, maybe they're not saying that. Is that what you're saying? It wasn't a positive experience.
Positive charged battery.
Positive
bath.
Stars bath. Yeah, that's cool. So here is Lori Wagatha, as we talked about, felt a mysterious attraction to the first time she saw the house. She closed on it in July 4th, 2017. It says she and her daughter, Brooke, both have psychic abilities, and they opened the house for overnight investigations, tours, and psychic events. You know, the house needs a lot of repairs, including a new roof, but the authenticity makes it worth a visit. It says, when we visit, Lori told us the first room we visited was inhabited by the spirit of a little boy, so she furnished it as a boy's room. It's known as Tommy's room. And, of course, shadow figures are seen and voices heard there. And then the next room was Linda's room. It's filled with antique dolls Lori has placed there.
Mm-hmm.
Investigators' equipment goes crazy here. Once one of the dolls flew off the shelf. Psychics have found Linda was a middle-aged woman. Oh, nice, middle-aged.
Mm-hmm.
Who died in the
we
sanatorium.
We like them like that.
Right. She died in the sanatorium from severely burned legs caused by an overturned kerosene lamp. That's terrible. Upon asking questions, the REM pod would respond, and it said, Lori said, when people asked if a woman was present, turn the light red, and if a man, green. The light turned red. As we walked upstairs, Lori said there was a feel that a woman fell or got pushed down the stairs. Oh, man.
Hmm. Mm. Hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say the REM pod is that device where, yes, it pretty much has a red and green light, and you ask a question, and it just lights up, and...
Yeah, I saw the the creepy dolls, which, of course, you got to have in any good sanatorium or a haunted place on location. Mm-hmm. They also, they say, like, some of those rooms you feel claustrophobic or, like, that there's something bad happened. Somebody got hung in one of the rooms, it sounded like, and just all kind of, you know, it sounds like there was death and torture and All kind of pain and things like that. It's a nasty little place, honestly. And I think just the fact that we're talking about it, it's becoming more decrepit. That gives it that spookier feel too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's old.
Maybe. Yeah. I found some more. What's the owner's name? Laura.
Uh huh.
Okay. Because it just has Wagatha on here.
Lori Wagatha. Yeah. Yep.
Lori says a lot of people see shadow figures and get amazing EVPs.
Oh.
People hear. Let's see here. Of the voices, people hear when playing back a microphone recording in the building. I'll have balls roll across the floor, doors open and closing, footsteps, knocking, all kinds of noises. Lots of people will come and they'll make connections with a relative or one of the doctors in the house. They go away with some kind of healing message of some sort. It sounds funny, but it's like the building wants to go back to a place of healing.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
So it wants to be better.
Well, this place sounds really cool. Creepy. Yeah, it does need some repairs.
It does.
Now, the story that we were reading from, at least it was like 5 years ago, so who knows what it looks like now. But
yeah. Well, there's a big push for renovations, too, it looked like. You know, they were really trying to a lot of the tours and the paranormal investigations were trying to promote that, it looked like.
As I was looking at for us, before I found this website, the reviews, they already had reviews pulled up, and the one person I just looked at real quick to see if there's anything, you know, interesting, whatever. And it said they liked the place. The person, this woman said that they were in the middle of doing renovations, and it said badly needing a new roof. So, yeah, so, you know, who knows? Like I said, since Lori purchased it 5 years ago, stuff's not cheap, though, you know?
It's gotten through COVID.
Hopefully,
who knows?
Yeah,
then, right?
Right. And hopefully, like, they a lot of, you know, doing investigations or tours and stuff, that obviously that helps fund the renovations, you know, and the upkeep. So, hopefully, they can get that place back to what it looked like, you know? So
it is not in the running for the Mako studio?
Not as of yet. No.
Okay.
Plus.
Our haunted location.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do something
roofs
out of state.
Hey, roofs aren't
it's gotta
cheap,
be
right?
In Boston. I'm not doing New York.
Oh, I get it. I understand.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. To the New York listeners.
That's right. All
sorry,
two
not
of them.
Sorry.
No, New York's been good to us. New York.
They have been very good to us.
I got to admit it.
One of the things
they're not up in the Chicago range, but
oh my god, yeah, Chicago! What in the world, man? We need to go shake their hands, right?
That's right.
One of the things I love to do is when I hear
shake their bacon.
What the heck?
Where am I going with that?
One thing that I love to do when I meet people is try to figure out where their accents are from. Sometimes they're European accents. Sometimes they're East Coast, Chicago, Wisconsin, you know, the Canadians. I love it.
Minnesota.
And sometimes Minnesota, I can definitely target.
What was that?
Minnesota. Like, I don't know. Minnesota. I kind of put that's an Asian Minnesota. I don't know. Anyway.
Eastern Europe.
Right. Who knows?
What are you saying?
I'm saying is I love a good accent.
Oh, that's good.
That's what I was going on.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah.
Did either of you touch on happenings upstairs?
I didn't touch on anything.
No.
Well, one thing before I get to the upstairs story, there's also strange events. Lori bought a pendulum, and it has never stopped moving.
What? That's amazing.
Never, ever.
So she claims.
Never, ever have I ever stopped. That's crazy.
But then upstairs, it has like a claustrophobic feel to it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's cool.
Flies massed near windows on the second floor.
Uh-oh. I saw him too.
And she told whoever was there at that time, someone hung themselves up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
They said those flies have been sprayed multiple times and they still come back. So I saw that too.
Isn't that crazy? They still congregate all the time.
Creepy little house.
Yeah, it does remind me of Amityville.
Mm-hmm.
Some Darn kind of flies. Presence.
Get your fly swatter.
No, well, those spirits are not at rest, right?
No, I guess not. Well, I mean, again, it's a play, sanatoriums. They're not. They were meant to be to help people, but they kind of.
The osteopathic
something happened
that bathhouse makes it sound so, like I said, it's like a healing spa. And it's like,
shocking.
It's not a, yeah. You don't want to.
Yeah, and they got $15 kickbacks. It's funny. Like, send us your patients. We could send you $15.
Yeah, that's not the spa you want to visit. No. Right? Yeah. I might get my wife a gift certificate.
Sounds like some kind of a murder torture house. H.H. Holmes.
Well, anything else on it?
I don't think so.
I think that's a good way to end it. Yeah, that was good. That was a good topic, Nate. And by the way, Nate, want to help us out?
I think we're done wagging the stick at this one. That's a wrap.
Man, he pulled that one out.
That's good.
Whoa, that's real good. Yeah.
You've been thinking on that one, haven't you?
I told you I liked her last name.
Oh, Nate, thank you for that, sir. And thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 120 and our spooky discussion on the Wildwood Sanatorium in New York. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.